Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 31st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. DAPK2 regulates PKM2 phosphorylation at 3:45 to facilitate disturbed flow-induced atherosclerosis. This study found that death-associated protein kinase 2 regulates pyruvate kinase M2 phosphorylation at 3:45. This regulation facilitates disturbed flow-induced atherosclerosis, a process initiated by oscillatory shear stress. The data clarify a crucial molecular mechanism by which oscillatory shear stress leads to endothelial cell activation and atherosclerotic plaque formation. This provides novel understanding of the precise pathways contributing to vascular disease. Article number 2. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in adults with congenital heart disease. This retrospective multicenter cohort study determined the prevalence, characteristics, and hospitalization burden of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction among adults with congenital heart disease. The study included 4,507 adults with congenital heart disease who had biventricular heart physiology and a systemic left ventricle. Results offer detailed insights into the clinical profile of this patient population and the specific impact of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction on hospitalizations. This clarifies the extent and nature of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction within this complex patient group. Article number 3. Frozen elephant trunk for acute type A aortic dissection. Long-term outcomes over 2 decades. This study evaluated the early and long-term outcomes of the frozen elephant trunk and total arch replacement technique in 850 patients with acute type A aortic dissection. The patient cohort treated between April 2003 and December 2014 had a mean age of 46.5 years. 19.9% were women, and 136 patients presented with malperfusion syndrome. The findings provided definitive data on the efficacy and durability of this aggressive surgical approach for acute type A aortic dissection over 2 decades. This demonstrates the long-term clinical profile and safety of extended arch repair in this complex patient population. Article number 4. Heart failure endpoints in FDA pivotal trials. This analysis found that traditional heart failure medication approval, based on reducing cardiovascular death or heart failure hospitalization, is evolving. Expanding use of effective medicines has successfully reduced hospitalization and mortality rates, making incremental improvements in these hard outcomes more challenging to demonstrate. Consequently, endpoints capturing how patients feel or function are becoming increasingly important and attractive for new medicine development and efficacy assessment in FDA pivotal trials. This shift reflects the changing landscape of heart failure treatment and impacts the design of future clinical trials for new therapies. Article number 5. Invasive mold infection in heart transplant recipients. A nationwide multicenter matched case control study between 2008 and 2022 in France. This nationwide multicenter matched case control study identified updated risk factors and outcomes for invasive mold infections in heart transplant recipients. Researchers included 120 probable or proven cases of invasive mold infection, matched to 120 control patients from 14 French centers between 2008 and 2022. The study utilized conditional logistic regression to pinpoint specific risk factors for infection, providing current epidemiological data. It offers crucial insights for improving patient management and preventative strategies for these severe post-transplant complications. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.